Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. Today I want to talk about the shocking reason you want your ex back. You're probably not going to believe it at first, but then when you think about it, you're going to say, oh my God, she's right. She's right again. Yes, I am right again. So I'm going to give you an example to illustrate what I'm talking about because that might make it easier. Now, if you're on social media and you put up pictures, posts, whatever, once in a while, or often, depending, someone will come along and leave a negative message, those little brats, and you have 20 positive messages or comments and one or two negative. Which comments get your attention? Why, the negative ones, of course. And even if you don't usually respond, those are the ones that you respond to or feel compelled to respond to. And you have an actual, even physical reaction. Sometimes when you read the comment, you go, oh my God. So why is that? Because they hurt your ego. They caused you pain. That comment caused you pain. It got your attention. So now you feel that you need to do something. You need to respond. And that is the shocking reason why you want your ex back. Yes, I know you want them because obviously you love them, had fun with them, you were together for a long time, etc., etc. But it's also the fact that they hurt your ego. They caused you pain. And the fact is that pain binds people to us more than pleasure, according to Robert Greene in his book, The Art of Seduction. And so that's why being nice to your ex doesn't work, because people think, oh, I have to be nice to him now to get him back or get her back. But your ex caused you pain and you still want them back. In fact, you're even more interested. Your interest level has gone even higher because they caused you pain. So why do you think that causing them pleasure will get them back? It's actually the opposite. You have to cause them pain. Because when you're being nice, you're causing them pleasure. You are stroking their ego. That's why no contact is so effective, because it messes with their head. It messes with their ego. They expected you to put up some type of fight to resist. And then when you don't, and you're able to just walk away and not reach out, not contact them, not beg, not plead, not have a moment of weakness, that's going to affect their ego. It's going to have the same effect as someone leaving a negative comment. It's going to get their attention. And they're going to go, what? Did this person really just walk away and not try at least to fight for the relationship, even though I broke up with them? As human beings, pain gets our attention more than pleasure, sadly enough. I guess that's how we're programmed. And people will do more to avoid pain than they will to gain pleasure. If you look back on your past relationships, you'll see the ones that got your attention the most, the ones where you were crazy about them, were not the ones where they were always easy and pleasurable and they were giving you everything and it was nice and smooth. The relationship that got your attention the most is usually the one that caused you the most pain. Those are usually the relationships you can't let go of. And so if you want your ex back, keep this in mind. You must cause them pain. This is why I say do not contact them on their birthday. Do not respond if they simply send a text or a message saying hi or hey or what's up or how are you doing. You need to cause them pain to get their attention, to hurt their ego, to make them want to reach out to you and possibly get back with you. So if you have any questions, or if you are interested in private coaching, you can contact me at my website, theartoflove.net. If you're listening to this on iTunes, I would appreciate if you would rate and review the podcast. If you're listening on YouTube, thank you for subscribing. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.